Sorry, this is the first time at the 9:30 service, so I'm a little off. But I'm pretty sure we are into our time of scripture reading now. And so I invite you to listen for the peace that is Jesus as Cheryl comes forward and shares with us.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 9, verse 2, and verses 6 through 7. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills, and all nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You guys have been real troopers so far, and you guys sound amazing. Before I begin this morning, would you pray with me? Dear Lord, I am just so thankful for everybody here that has joined us on this first week of Advent. God, I pray that you would open our ears and our hearts, and Lord, I pray that you would speak through me this morning. In your holy name, amen. Silent Night was written in 1818, and almost 100 years later, it was one of the songs caroled together as a part of the World War I Christmas truce in 1914. No one knows how this Christmas truce started on the Western Front battlefield of World War I, but Pope Benedict XV had originally called for a Christmas truce to happen on Christmas Day because the war was just so violent. But this had been officially rejected. So what caused these tired, scared warriors to meet in the middle? The middle, which was known as no man's land, where bodies of fellow soldiers lay scattered, unable to be buried in the angst of the war. With leaders who did not want this fraternizing to happen because it would lose the momentum of the killing and it was seen as weakness. During this time of the war, the trenches were so close to the enemy on the other side that you could smell the food that they made for dinner. And what is described as a live and let live mentality came over these warriors. Once they were so close to each other, they realized that each side was living in the same misery of this terrible war. Their leaders worried that this would cause them to stop fighting. And mostly, these soldiers just tried really hard to stay alive. In the not-so-silence of that war-ridden night, the close trenches allowed for the voices of the other side to float over as the Central Powers sang Stille Nacht. And on the other side, the Allies responded, joining in Holy Night. And together they sang All is Calm, All is Bright. This simple song brought the voices of the two sides together in harmony in their different languages. But someone had to make the first move that next morning on Christmas Day. Someone had to make the call to allow the truce to happen in the midst of this war. One person had to be brave enough to pop their head above the trenches and hope that they would not be shot. But someone was that brave. Someone did put trust in their neighbor, and they lifted their head up to see if they could claim truce on this holy day. They met in the middle, and legend has it that they shared small gifts, maybe even played a game together. But mostly, they took the time to bury their friends that lay across no man's land. In the middle of this war, they saw each other as people and not just the enemy. They found peace on a day where all they had was their voice for caroling and whatever small trinkets had made it to them from home. There was no Christmas tree or Christmas lights, and there certainly were no presents waiting for them. They found peace in a pure way, recognizing the need of each other, the need for peace from this terrible war they were in the middle of. The bravery of this men to come together while being told to kill each other. I think we could call what happened that day on the battlefield a miracle moment of peace. And that is also how I would describe that day in Bethlehem that we celebrate this season. A miracle moment of peace as God allowed his son Jesus to be born into this harsh world. A world that is known to have war after war after war. From the Old Testament to today, we humans just cannot seem to stop fighting each other. Whether it be a literal war or simply hating the neighbor next door, we desperately need peace. This world we are surrounded with is constantly pulling us in every direction but the one towards God. We are being told who we should be as a person, what we should buy, how we should act, but none of those things are centered around who God calls us to be, how God calls us to act, and how God calls us to live. We are in the trenches fighting for peace, but not brave enough to pop our head up and seek it directly from God. Today, we begin the journey of the Advent season together, and we lit our first candle on the Advent wreath. Today, we lit the peace candle. In this time of the season where we actively seek the coming of our Lord, we remember what his birth truly means. Today we focus on the peace that he brings. Earlier in Isaiah chapter 9, we heard, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Our candle this week represents that peace that Jesus brought with him, and Isaiah in this passage is speaking to the Israelites, and they have turned their back on God. They have a deaf ear to his commands. And I think maybe today we find ourselves in a similar situation. A commentary that I read on this passage said, "Choosing their own way rather than God's way, trusting in human glory rather than in God, the nation has plunged itself into darkness. But that is not where God intends to leave them." What I just read to you could very well describe us today. A people walking in darkness, a nation plunged into darkness. But this is not where God intends to leave us. We fight for peace today more than ever, and our armies may not be stuck in literal trenches, but our daily lives are a constant battle to seek the peace of God in this dark world. This season of Advent is the perfect time to realign ourselves with God's will and not just our own. The darkness that surrounds us is a blindness to the will and peace of God and a focus on materialistic things. We focus on our busy lives and we have no time to stop to be with God. We focus on getting our families and friends the best presents and we'll worry about the cost later. We focus on the dinner parties and the family feast, all of them that we have to make it to, but we don't focus on the reason for the season. God does not intend to leave us here. God will save all of his people from themselves, and the answer has come in the form not of a mighty king, but of a small baby. And this time of Advent allows us to pause. It begs us to pause. Realign yourself with God's purpose this season. Remember why this sanctuary is decorated. It is not just so we look good in the month of December. Remember why you put your tree up last week. It's not just so your house looks nice and so the presents have a place to lay under. Remember why you're going to have those family feasts. It's not just so you can be stressed. Remember why Christmas is a holiday to begin with. Why are we celebrating this holiday? This season has become a time of gift giving and gift receiving, but have we forgotten the greatest gift of all? Because the decorations in this sanctuary are not needed. Your Christmas tree is not needed. The presents are not needed. The stress of the season is not needed. And don't get me wrong, the family traditions are a beautiful thing. But where is Jesus in this season for you and your family? Not just in the nativity scene that you probably put up, but where is Jesus? Where do you spend time with God? When do you discuss the Christmas story with your family? How do you celebrate the coming Savior? God sent Jesus to live on this earth, not just to hang out with us, but so that he could die on a cross for us. And because of his death and resurrection, we know that we are waiting for him to return, and this whole world will be renewed and redeemed. This season of Advent is to remind us that Jesus is coming again. Are we ready? Are we living each day like it belongs to God? Are we letting our faith impact our lives? Or do we just care about the twinkling lights and the presents under the tree? If you're feeling a little lost in this season, or if you're just not sure where you even could have time for God, I have a challenge for you this morning. Let Advent affect you. Jesus has come and he brought with him this peace that we can only imagine, and he is coming again. And until that day, the peace he gave us is free and up for grabs. And he asks us to share it with everyone around us. So don't worry about what present you're going to buy next. Don't fret about whose dinner you're not going to make it to. And don't worry if you still don't have your tree up. When you leave this room today, don't worry about those unimportant things. Instead, worry about the most important thing, our Lord and Savior. When will you take a moment to pause to be with God? We need a silent night, and that just will not happen without giving God time. And doesn't God deserve that time from us? This small package of a baby is a gift of peace, God's light. He has already given it to us. It is available to us right now. A friend of mine did a sermon on God's peace a while back, and he said, God is literally standing in front of us saying, take this gift I am giving to you. But we are too busy in the busyness of this world to take the peace that we are so seeking. So this season of Advent, I invite you to see the gift, take the gift, and then share that gift with those around you. Make a move. Someone had to be brave enough to pop their head above the trenches and claim the peace of truce on Christmas Day in 1914. And today, someone has to be brave enough to stand out and be different from the war raging all around us, to offer peace this season. Because the God you love loved you so much, he sent his only son to be with us, to give us a peace that we can then share. So be different. Set time apart for God. If he does not deserve an extra effort to make time for him, then who does? Don't let this world become more important than our God. Don't let the hatred or the materialism that surrounds us become more important to us than simply spending time with our Lord. Whether it's early in the morning, late at night, on your break in the middle of the day, make time to spend with God. He sent Jesus to us to die for us so that we can have an eternal life with him, an eternal relationship. But that relationship does not start after we are gone from this world. God is seeking that relationship right now. The season of Advent is a wonderful opportunity to start practicing this set-apart time with God. Because this season reminds us just what God has done for us. So I invite you to pause. Take hold of the peace being offered to you, and then share it with everyone around you. In the silent night that Jesus was born, his infant cries could probably be heard. This is God's answer. The true reason for the season, this is our peace we are longing for. Now we have to decide whether or not to accept it. Will you be the brave one that does? Will you pray with me? God, I pray that you use this time of Advent to nudge our hearts and our minds toward you, that we may recognize we truly can find a moment to be with you, our Creator and Savior. In your holy name, amen.